Hello.
Hi, Georgie.
Good evening. Welcome to the news. Why did you say good evening so soon?
I don't know. I always say good evening.
Oh, cute.
We're back. We're back from a short break.
Well,
it feels like a really long break, Christmas break. Back to work tomorrow anyway. Let's not talk about that.
Hopefully. Don't talk to me about going back to work tomorrow.
I know.
I feel like there's Sunday anxiety.
Literally the whole week's just been because Sunday. Back to work.
The office.
In lockdown. Part three. Lockdown part three.
Of how many? We'll never know. January. Let's get it. You know why January is so depressing? There's nothing to look forward to.
There's my birthday, start of February.
Oh yeah, to be fair, that's probably why.
That's the only thing that gets me through January.
November starts off, we've just got your sugar high of Halloween, and also fireworks. It's okay that it's so dark and cold because we'll just light up the skies. And then you have Christmas all to look forward to, which is, you know, happiness, joy,
the best times.
And then January comes, it's like, no.
We're in the midst of coronavirus. Recording this podcast.
Well, the worst it's ever been, apparently.
Yeah, but they say that all the time. It's too stressful. Can't keep up with it.
Yeah. Let's not get on a COVID tangent.
Because yeah, let's not. This episode's not about COVID at all.
Just a quick intro.
This episode, we've touched on before in our Stats and Facts episode, but we are going to be doing... dating apps.
Mostly...
Tinder.
We're going to talk a lot about not only our own personal experiences, but just generally about...
Which we have a lot about.
I don't. You definitely have
one in particular.
Yeah, one big one.
Yes.
A very tall one. Yeah, just a bit of a... It's something that everyone has slight bit of experience with.
Yeah, definitely. Whether it's Tinder or Hinge or Grindr or whatever you use. Pick
Bumble,
your poison.
Facebook.
Facebook dating.
Hey, do I know you? Thanks for the ad.
There's 57 million Tinder users worldwide.
Wow.
That's a lot. Do you know what's...
That's
actually
like the population of England, isn't
fucking
it?
Fucking mental. Right. 12% of Tinder users are already in a relationship. Dirty. Get off. Why are they on there?
That doesn't surprise me. I've seen couples on there looking for someone to have.
Reminded me of a story.
Looking to have a threesome with someone. They'll be like, hi, in the bio, like, me and my girlfriend looking for someone else to come and have some fun with us.
Never experienced that.
Love that.
That I've actually another option on Tinder.
Yeah, couple.
Yeah,
seeking.
Couple. That's very off-brand for Tinder. Interesting story though, that actually did happen. Not similar thing. Guy that I was speaking to on Tinder in LA went on his Instagram, saw that he had a girlfriend. I literally went, what are you doing on Tinder? Like, that's disgusting. Like, I literally said to him, I'm going to tell your girlfriend, and he sent me a paragraph being like, I was just trying to make friends
on Tinder.
Whilst after he'd sent gross messages.
Ew.
Like, don't think friendship is what you're after, huh?
No.
So, well, it's not all meant. Cheaters, get off Tinder.
Why are you on Tinder?
It's so
get
hard.
Off. Like, you just can't get away with that. People will see who know you. People will search you on Facebook or Instagram and tell your girlfriend.
Yeah, so if you're on Tinder right now and you're in a relationship, you'll get found out.
You're an idiot.
Get off. Get off.
You're just stupid.
Tell your girlfriend, boyfriend that you've been on Tinder. Own up to it. Anyway, the percentage of time that women swipe right whilst using Tinder is 12%, compared with men, which is 46%. So half the time, men are swiping right.
Now, why is that? Is that because
women are fussier,
but not all guys are wearing makeup, editing their pictures, dressing up?
Good point. Yeah, women are better at pictures of themselves, so we look better on Tinder than the men do.
It should be blind.
Oh, I'd hate that. Oof, that's my worst nightmare. I'm a very specific type. I know.
You got another fact for me?
No, that was all my facts.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Very early disclaimer as well. We are, like, not on Tinder.
Neither of us are on Tinder. We're both in serious relationships.
Yeah, so we're not active Tinder users. I remember when people started talking about super likes. When I was on Tinder, Anna, there was nothing apart from swiping right or left.
The only thing that's new since we've been off Tinder is the video chat thing, which I think came into existence. I'm pretty sure it was, like, this year because of all the... COVID.
That's so weird. Imagine video chatting like straight away.
I know. That's one of the things which I want to cover actually. There's a whole thing obviously
Let's
at the
try
moment.
It.
during lockdown, obviously you can't go and meet up in person.
Okay,
socially
makes
distance
sense.
Dating. Would you do it? I 100% wouldn't. Like, I can't imagine anything worse than a video chat date. Like, that literally takes all the fun out of dating because you're not, like, seeing them in person.
There's no way of knowing if there's any chemistry.
You can't, like, yeah, you can't have any physical connection.
Some people do
not
it.
That's what Tinder's Tinder's all about. I mean, obviously for some people that is the only reason they use Tinder, but you really can't see the chemistry if you're exactly. in front of a screen.
Absolutely right.
You know? And going on an actual date, you know, like in a bar, whatever, that's so much more fun than sitting in your fucking living room on the sofa.
But sometimes it could even be the opposite. Be chatting with someone, just like messaging them and it's going great, and then you meet them and there's no physical chemistry there at all.
Oh, that is something I really want to cover about Tinder, which is personally why I think Tinder works so well. Dating app users form sort of idealized impressions and like bestow potentially false attributions to whoever they're speaking to.
Exactly.
There's this statement from Joseph Walther, who does all the studies on this, which is really, really interesting. I'd definitely recommend it.
Oh.
It says something along the lines of the user's cognition and behaviour way more greatly influence social judgments about the partner than the partner's behaviour warrants.
That makes more sense.
The point that I wanted to make is that often over Messenger, you're kind of projecting your views, especially on a dating app, of what you want that person to be like. Mm. So you're taking from those messages that they're sending you what you want to, so they would fit in your ideals of the kind of person you want to date.
Yeah.
You build that up in your head. And that kind of plays to Tinder's advantage a little bit, because it makes you feel, false or not, like you have a connection with that person, so that when you go on that date, there's already a little bit of that spark.
That's so, so interesting that you say that, because even the last, let's say, 15, 20 years where you would be able to communicate with someone before meeting them.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be texting someone, yeah. You could be messaging them. Before that, let's say 90s, noughties even, you'd have to just meet someone and get to know them in person. Your friends could set you up, you'd meet through your friends, it'd be someone you know, or maybe randomly meet in the world, which would be cute. So it's a whole different building block and foundation of a relationship that is very, very different to how relationships used to start for a long, long time.
So true.
Anyway, that was so random. Yeah. When were you last on Tinder?
So actually, the relationship that I'm in now,
we
met on Tinder. Really Love interesting that. Fact. Which I think is very common nowadays, like in the past, definitely. Especially when Tinder was first introduced into society. It was a bit of a taboo thing to talk about, like if you met someone and you were dating them, you never really wanted to say, oh yeah, you met on Tinder. But now it is literally so embedded in society that there's fucking people getting married that met on dating apps, 100%. Whether it's Tinder or Hinge or Bumble or whatever.
Oh,
so yeah, that was when I was last on Tinder.
I think because Tinder made like online dating cool and for young people. Before
so
that,
true.
It would be like a joke.
Gosh, so true.
To be like, oh, I met someone online.
But it would only ever be like the loser character.
It'd be like the butt of the joke.
Doing the dating app. Yeah. So true. And now it is just such a normal thing.
Popular is the word.
So that is the last time I used Tinder. What about you? When was the last time you used it?
I would say, well, like just before head as well. So really 5.5, 6 years ago. So a long time. So it was basic AF then. And I think I was purely on it because I was getting over another relationship, so I was just wanting people to talk to. I never met anyone from it. It's just genuinely, if you're bored, like, it's just fun to chat to strangers. But
I think for a lot of people, when they've just been through a breakup, for example, it is a really good way of realising that there are plenty more people out there
and people
that you're going to
have a
connection
just with.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think I first got it when I went to uni. So it probably was.
I think that was literally the year, like, when it was been out for a year.
Which was a really good time, actually, to start Tinder. Dating in uni is obviously, like, great, because not only do you meet new people, but going on dates is a really good way to get to know the city, to get to know people.
Yeah.
It's, like, another really good type of night out.
And again, a fun thing to do in freshers.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
But yeah, then a few more bad Tinder dates later, and then a really good one.
Really good one.
And here we are.
That's so funny, because I knew I was just going on it to literally just chat to people for attention. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to talk to people.
So you weren't about going on the dates?
No.
I wasn't looking
for... That's
my favourite part.
I was not looking for a boyfriend. I wasn't looking for sex. No. I was looking for bored and wanted someone to
Which
talk
I think
to.
Probably is like the majority.
I'd say like
of
85%.
People go on it, particularly girls, maybe. I think guys obviously go on it a bit more because they want the actual physical eventual connection. But I would happily admit that maybe for girls it is a little bit more to do with the attention thing. A bit like self-validation, but in more of a healthy way, because it's like building confidence.
I can appreciate that you would use it for different reasons at different times in your life anyway.
Definitely.
Like when you've used it, you wanted to be taken out on dates.
Yeah.
I had never wanted that from it, so I'm not a dater.
I'm a dater.
You are.
See, I am a dater because I love getting
ready,
going out, meeting new people. That was my favourite thing during the uni. There is one, I've literally been on this, to this, the same bar, like, 7 times on Tinder dates.
They know you.
Yeah.
And every time you walk in with a different guy.
Oh my god, yeah, literally. Oh, so in the same bar, me and Luke, we both fancied the guy behind the bar.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he was convinced he was gay and I was convinced he was straight. And we were arguing the whole night about it. And we were like, fine, fuck it. We're just going to go and ask him if he's straight or if he's gay. We go to the bar and we're like, we have to know, are you straight or are you gay? And he's like, I'm engaged to a girl. And I was like, I'm still right. Oh, so I feel like I lost a little bit. So we both lost. And I went on this Tinder date, and literally the first conversation was about his ex, how she'd like put on weight since they broke up or something. And I'm like, red flag.
That's very like 15.
Yeah, it was grim. I'm like, that's not my thing. Get away from me. So I was like, fuck boy, red flag number one. Talking about your ex, fuck boy,
about your
red
ex.
Flag number two.
Being fat phobic.
Red flag number three, he was wasted when he turned up. Like, he'd been drinking with his mates.
You don't need to pre-drink for a date.
Yeah, I mean, like, a bit of Dutch courage. Really? Absolutely fine, but absolutely leathered, like, half bottle of vodka down.
Get
away. Anyway, so that was, like, fuck boy, red flag number 459. It was just a really bad date.
Get in the bin. I'm like, I don't even date the people I end up in relationships with. I would just come to my house and stay there for six months. Yeah.
See, for me it was like the complete opposite. Like the only time I'd see them.
That's really cute.
In the beginning. Courting. It's like courting. Going out on dates. I mean, maybe the second date, me and Sahad, was literally the night after our first date. Aww. And he came around and watched the Love Island final with me. When we both hung over from our date. The first date.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Traveling using Tinder is also great. I have a friend that traveled Europe and he used Tinder to kind of like just meet people to hang out with. Like when you're on your own, like
it's almost like
he did say in his bio as well, I'm here traveling Europe on my own, looking to make friends and like hang out with people. He had a fucking good time.
That's really good. And it's like you've got the insurance on the app of this is who I've been speaking to if anything ever happened to you as well. Whereas if you were just, you know, traveling and had no social media of anyone, any contact of them, and just met someone in a bar and stayed at the house, that's very different.
That's a good idea.
You have a Grindr story. You have some gay friends. Grindr's like savage Tinder, basically.
It was just for sharks. My friends who I have spoken to about their Grindr experiences, they all say that it's not like Tinder, it's not for relationships, it's literally just for sex. Whereas Tinder, I think
you have to be a bit more coy
about, like, you can't really be on, like, do you want to fuck?
Bruh.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Yeah, but, like, I think people try and go about it in a different way. Or the majority of people do. A friend of mine who was on Grindr was chatting to a guy, was in a hotel, and the guy was messaging the guy on Grindr like, oh yeah, in this room, come to this room. She was like, oh yeah, fine. Goes to the room, knocks on the door, the guy lets him in, they have sex, he goes, and the guy gets a message on his Grindr like, where are you? I've been waiting for ages for you, and he realised he'd gone to the wrong room.
And just
luckily the guy was gay as well and was just like, yeah, sure, come
maybe
in.
Maybe he wasn't.
Maybe
my wife's downstairs at the bar, but come on in.
Mad. Like, imagine going into someone else's room and coming on to them and just then being like, what the hell are you doing? And being like, that's match on Grindr? Like, is this
gay guys are just super horny and just get straight into it. Wow. That's wild. I love that.
Another Grindr story. Our gay friend was on a night out, was chatting to a guy that he'd met on Grindr, and it turns out that we're both in the same club, so they decided to meet up outside and go home. And when they were waiting for their taxi, just like another random guy comes up to them and is like,
I'm going home with you two tonight.
Hops in the taxi with them and is like,
we're going to my house.
He said he lives in Manchester, he said he lives really nearby. And then like miles and miles, they just kept driving and got to his house. And they were like, this is literally in the middle of nowhere so far from Manchester.
No, and didn't he ask them if they had cash to pay for the taxi?
Oh yeah, asked them to pay for the taxi to get to his own house. And they were like,
nope.
They were out. Let's call the third guy Steve.
Steve.
He's at the door. And he says,
my flatmates don't know I'm gay, so just be quiet when we go in.
Get in. They're all just sat in the living room and see three guys walk into his bedroom, so it was a bit sus anyway. So his bedroom was like disgusting.
Tiny
single
box.
Bed for three people, like dirty room, sheets weren't single even bed. On.
I got a bad feeling about this.
If I'd seen the single bed, I would have laughed.
Like, how old are you?
Yeah, but just imagine going to sleep with a guy and he has a single bed. Oh my God, I just remember uni days, like having to sleep in guys' beds and it being a single bed.
That's terrible.
You know, in like student halls when they didn't have double beds.
Child's bedroom.
Single bed is literally contraceptive.
Single bed. We'll do a big ick episode.
Yes, we will.
Anyway, back to Steve's single bedroom. Our friend and his Grindr date just decided, like, no, we're not feeling this, let's go.
Right, we're fucking bouncing, this is grim.
Run.
So they leave, and as they're walking out, the guy's like shouting after them, like,
"Oh, I thought we were gonna have a really good time."
And they're like bombing it down the path, like trying to get an Uber. And he's like,
"Oh, my phone's broken, so take my email."
Shouting out his email to the whole neighborhood whilst they're like desperate to get an Uber and like get away from the serial killer. The guy's like, "We've just come out here to the middle of nowhere and are now gonna have to pay an Uber to get back." So the date decides to steal his bike. Because they now have to pay to get back to Manchester.
He said,
"I'm taking his bike as payment for bringing us out here."
So he literally steals the bike. They ask the Uber driver to help him fit the bike in the boot, being like,
"Oh, I'm taking my bike with me."
The Uber driver fucking knows that he's just stolen this bike. And then when they get back to Manchester, apparently this date is just riding the bike around the street.
That's cute.
Cute.
So it took a wild turn, but it turned into quite a cute evening.
Yeah, just riding the bike around. A new bike. All in all, he got a bike from the situation, so it's not all bad.
I wonder where that bike is now.
No. Then the same friend had like another experience where he went home with a guy.
He was so drunk that he didn't even like remember what he looked like or remember what he sounded like.
We've all been
until
there.
The next
We've
day.
All been there. Yeah, so this guy went home with this boy that he'd met, woke up in the morning, looking around his room.
As you do. Where the hell am I?
Where the hell am I? This guy has weird like teddy bear bedding, models of the Twin Towers.
The little models.
What's it called? Like Warcraft models. We like paint the little statues or whatever. It turns out he doesn't remember anything about him.
And then he barely speak to someone until morning.
Yeah,
like,
you wouldn't remember what they
sound
like.
Sound different.
And then he turned around and there was literally a shrine of Margaret Thatcher on the wall and like loads of different pictures of her. And then on his bookshelf next to him was history of Margaret Thatcher, like Margaret Thatcher's, all her biographies.
I mean, you're not going to meet someone a night out and they're going to say,
"By the way, I'm a diehard Margaret Thatcher fan."
Yeah. And the Uber like just turned to be like,
"Don't be freaked out when Margaret Thatcher paints."
Our friend is not like that.
Back to Tinder.
Yes.
Which, as we've said many times, is very, very visual. What would be your sort of turn-offs?
There's some, like, icky stuff that guys do. Topless mirror selfies in a gym.
Ooh.
Why are you topless in a gym anyway?
And their top's in their hand.
Bruh.
So they've taken it off their helmet.
Just to take the picture. Yeah. Or, oh my god, this is, like, a while ago, so I'm hoping no one my age would still do this. But Snapchat, dog filter.
Ooh,
any of their pictures, swipe left on that. I'm like, no, thank you. Like, no boy above the age of 12 should ever be taking photos of the dog filter on.
That was the only face.
Let alone uploading it to their Tinder profile picture. Are you a female and are you 11 years old? It was just that time where the dog filter was
It was the only good Snapchat.
It was like, oh god, no. Another thing is when guys are proper pouting, when they pop up with, "Hey, am I actually going to reply?" No. What am I going to reply? Hey. Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
That already sets precedent for a boring conversation.
Yeah, like, so true. Or like, probably top of the list is when you get Instagram DMs like,
"Oh, hey, I saw you on Tinder.
Why are you messaging me on Instagram? Like, if I'm on Tinder, are you embarrassed to be on Tinder? You have to like jump over to Instagram."
Anyone could say that on Instagram anyway.
Anyway.
Similarly, mirror pic, but just like any phone in front of the face in the mirror pic. Oh, so you can't see your face, but you can see your whole body in your outfit, and your outfit is what you're showing up. But don't cover your face.
Yeah.
Also, having no friend pics, now I know, but which one are you? Like, you can't have it as your first picture, but you can't have just selfies or just
when there's
pictures
like
on your own.
Fan.
Yeah, you need a bit of context.
Selfies is a bit one-dimensional, isn't it?
And similarly, just like boring chat. What's the fucking point?
And imagine their chat being shit on Tinder. Like, what are they going to be like 3 years down the line? It's literally so boring. It's worth that. I've had friends who have been in relationships with guys and they've been like, "Yeah, he's great, but like, he's a shit texter." That's a personality trait, a shit texter. I think that's honestly probably one of my biggest turn-ons, when they can have a good conversation over text, because that is literally nowadays, that is how you get to know someone, how
that's
they communicate.
Very true. I'd say early on, but obviously if you don't see each other that much, like, I live with my boyfriend now, the only texts we have, I literally get them up. They're like, "What's
same
for
with me and Sam." Isn't it so mad how your text conversations dwindle throughout the relationship? Like, we used to text fucking paragraphs, and now it's literally like, "What time are you getting?
How are you, like, in work?
What are you doing?
What time are you in? Do you need anything from the shop? What day do you want roast beef dinner?"
Literally married.
Is this from the other room? Change the music. Not feeling it at all.
My last text.
Please.
Can I mention the fact we meant Tinder. That's one of the last things I sent to Sam. What can or can I not mention on the podcast tonight?
Okay, what's some Tinder turn-ons?
So, oh my god, top. When they have pictures of their dogs or their pets.
You don't know that they're theirs. They could just be a friend's pet or a random street dog.
Yeah, it's the thing at the moment, isn't it, where like dogs are getting borrowed by friends of the owners being like, can I borrow your dog to take a Tinder picture? Because boys know it's such a selling point. So boys, grab a dog, take a picture, upload it. Another turn on is like definitely travel pictures, things that show that they've had life experiences. Mm-hmm. Like they've done something cool like skydiving, I don't know, holding a snake or anything, you know, that shows they've been traveling or
yeah. You just need context. That shit. Like just yeah, pictures context. Of your face is it never gives gonna be you, enough.
It gives a guy substance when it looks like he's had life experience. Do you remember like when there used to be the things you had in common, like things you've liked on Facebook that you have in common?
I think they still do that. You put like maybe a few categories of
music taste in common or like whatever.
Facebook is the OG dating app. He only made it because people wanted to find out who was dating, that's if anyone true. Was single.
Oh, yeah.
The Facebook, the book of faces, the book of many faces.
Right, I think we need to move on to the final and most exciting segment.
So I made a fake one. I don't think we don't do this. I'm not speaking to anyone. I'm not catfishing anyone. I'm not trying to upset or lead anyone
but
on. This is bad.
For the purpose of the podcast, we did create a fake Tinder account.
So it's my picture.
Just
fake
to see
name.
The kind of responses we would get.
We've been talking a lot about how important that initial contact is, the chat of it that we're going to look into.
And what did you put as your bio?
Give me your best chat line, please. So I'm going to read them out. This is so funny. I need to say the fake name I used because a lot of the chat lines, they use the name.
Oh, okay.
I did Holly because it's Christmas.
Yeah, good idea.
Obviously, I'm not going to say any names or anything.
This is all anonymous, don't you worry.
Oh my god,
boys of Manchester.
I'm so sorry if you've spent so much time and effort sending a message to a girl called Holly today. It's just me. First one.
Hey Holly, my buddies bet me I couldn't start a conversation with the hottest Tinder match I have. Want to go for a drink with their money?
I wouldn't respond.
Your rating is no response.
No response.
I think that's quite funny. Hee hee. I mean, no, it's not, but I would give it a 6. Okay, next.
Beautiful as the moon, as bright as the star.
Heart eyes emoji.
I don't think English is his first language.
0.
Oh, that's cute. 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that made me feel a bit sick in my
stomach. It's Italian.
If you're sending a metaphor or an analogy, I'm typing that. I'm deleting.
Okay, next.
Hi, I was feeling a bit off today, then you showed up and turned me on.
I quite like that. I'm giving that 7.
And a cheeky kiss at the end.
No, the kiss ruined it.
4.
Okay. Oh no, I like the kiss. It's like the fucking monkey. I don't mind a kiss, but it's literally in that context, it's, you may as well use the monkey emoji.
That's very true.
That's another turn off. The monkey emoji. Since when did that become such an icky thing?
Not looking for anything serious, just a wife. Interested?
It's just the wife.
Interested?
That's a 8. I like that. Because it's not cringy. Dry humour, my thing.
That's funny.
Yeah, 8. That's 8. The winner. That's in first place.
This is so weird.
What does a girl like you want with a guy like me?
No question mark. What does a girl like you want with a guy like me?
Don't like that.
Next.
Hold on, let me...
Boys, your English is not good.
Hold on, let me to grab the fire hose. Just need to put the fire you've started because you're so goddamn hot.
Flame emoji, flame emoji.
Well, that's a 0.
Yeah, that's 1 for me. Another one, just
hey.
Hit with a kiss.
I don't
delete.
See it.
Maybe I should reply.
If one more white boy pops up to me, say hey.
I need to not take this so personally. Like, I'm
forgetting. Oh my god, yeah, literally.
Roses are red, you look cute as a duck. Come round to mine and then we can
cuddle.
That's good.
That's good.
That's
9 so far.
Yeah.
This guy sent a load of Greek, a Greek sentence, and he said,
oh, sorry, I thought you were a Greek goddess.
It's quite good.
That's actually good. Even though it's got a bit of cringe, I would give 8. That a 7.
I'm not a photographer, but I can picture me and you together.
... Winky face. Do you agree with it?
Yeah.
How did I do? Lol, good enough chat up line. Haha.
Get in the bin.
No, that's absolutely dreadful. You may as
you
well.
Hate chat
you
lines.
You may as well have said, did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
Yes. Just as bad. Some of them have like needed a response. This guy said,
do you like boats, Holly?
I said yes. Waiting for a response.
Do you like boats?
I want to take you on for a ride. I don't know. Because I've got a boat.
I really want to try and guess what this boat one is.
Hopefully he replies in the next 10 minutes.
What was it? Are you a boat?
No, do you like boats?
Are you a boat?
I think it's we're about to go for a bumpy ride.
Wow. Oh, it's like you know them all. That's why you hate them. You're just sick of them.
Yeah.
You've heard
they're
them
ingrained
all.
In my brain. Come on, he has to reply. Maybe like ping him. You know, in like on BBM when you'd ping someone.
Hey, let's make a movie. You play a girl named Holly and I'll bring the wood.
That's quite funny.
That's good. Because he's clearly like thought about that.
Is that COVID in my lungs or have your eyes just left me breathless?
That's not that bad.
That's okay. Is the boat guy not...
This is horrible.
This guy said,
you ready for this child blind?
I said, yes.
He said,
was your dad a chicken farmer? He taught you well, you know how to raise a cock.
So you're telling me you've got a boner and you're trying to bring my dad into it?
Yeah.
Great. That's shit.
What's the difference between you and a pair of sunglasses? I'd have the sunglasses sitting a little higher on my face.
That's good. I'm not usually a fan of those jokes, but that's alright.
Okay, did the boat guy reply?
You get over the boat guy. I'm never gonna know.
I'm honestly on the edge of my seat here, I need to know.
This guy said,
guess what we can do on Thursdays?
What's that?
Make your ass clap like the NHS.
The only time they're acceptable is when they're modified for
current events.
About current events.
We're like, not clapping for the NHS on Thursdays anymore. It's a good 8 months ago.
Corona.
We're going to round off by deleting Tinder because we don't want this to come back to haunt us. So we need to swiftly unmatch.
Follow the female shit show on Instagram.
Now we're going to DM all the boys that DM'd us. And I'm joking. Imagine. Shameless plug.
Right. It's getting deleted.
Right, oh my god, we have tried so much shit, but that's what we're here for. If you've got any funny stories you want to share, if you're too ashamed to share them with your friends, then share them with us. We're not going to expose you because we've already done that. We've already exposed
ourselves. We've exposed a lot, boys.
But yeah, if you want to DM us, it will be anonymous. If you don't want it said on the podcast, absolutely fine. If you have a really great Tinder story you want to share with us, you can either email us at thefemaleshitshow@gmail.com or Instagram DM us at thefemaleshitshow. Or if you want to tweet us, we've got a Twitter account. Female shit show. Last but not least, we have videos that we upload onto YouTube that we will be filming every now and again. Maybe a little Q&A that's already up there.
We will show our face occasionally. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
For chatting shit with me, Anna. Quite a blast from the past.
Little bit, yeah. Rehashing the old Tinder memories.
You know what? It served you very well.
Yeah, it was a fun ride.
You owe Tinder a lot.
See, that's too deep for a Sunday night.
Ooh, yeah.